Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for Sutter.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth.
And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
A war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Doctors believe vaccine hesitancy brought on by the pandemic is a contributing factor.
On Transgender Day of Remembrance.
He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let's free the patriots and defeat the globalist techies.
You will join the Matrix.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to let you know, stupid Americans, that we just caught you. We just caught you. We just caught you. Sentinel, the communist Chinese dragon you with orders for all good Americans that do what you're told. Do not play Alex Jones' new video game, New World Order Wars, that disrespects good leaders that work for GGP and are taking all your freedoms for your own good. Let them censor. Let them control you. And do not go get the game at alexjonesgame.com. That is an order directly from Xi Jinping, the Democratic Party, and the Justice Department.
The white, trans, masculine, femme, non-binary, disabled, neurodivergent, obsessive, compulsive, chronic, or unitary universalist.
This is some really tough news. For the first time in the history of our poll, Trump is beating President Biden in a head-to-head matchup.
And I love your ears. I love them. They're really cool. What's your name?
You are a dangerous extremist.
I just caught you, American. Looking at that evil game, New World Order Wars, exclusively available at alexjonesgame.com. I do not want to have to censor you or put you in for the labor camp. Do not look at game and do not download game and do not share game. Roll over and die. Imagine if people stop playing it and watching it, they will not bow down and worship us. No, no, no. You are not allowed to play all these different levels and take on all these wonderful good people, poop-throwing zombies in San Francisco, Hillary riding a broom like a witch. Oh, there's so many others like Trudeau and Klaus Schwab. It goes on and on. Oh,
Stand by, crowd.
On many levels.
Let's
make fun of our precious little communist minions and give people hope and they have fun. And worst off, when people purchase the game at alexjonesgame.com, New World Order Wars, it funds its evil operations against us. We are so close to crushing America and the world. Do not go to alexjonesgame.com.
The New World Order is no more.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
November 22nd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in. Russell Brand, Vivek Ramaswamy, and more coming up.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming at you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. It's Christmas come early here for the people of America and the world because there is such a giant global awakening. Look at Argentina with the big win there of Javier Milei and all the other patriots that are getting elected, the vast majority of regional and provincial and national elections from Latin America to Africa to Asia to the Pacific places like New Zealand to the continent of Europe, everywhere, from the Netherlands to Spain to Italy to Greece, populist, anti-globalists that really get what's going on and are going after the global elite are getting elected. So call it Christmas come early, call it Thanksgiving come early, but Thanksgiving's tomorrow. I am very, very thankful and very, very honored to be at the heart of detonating this global peaceful awakening. But the empire is going to strike back. So today I want to bring you two interviews that we've not aired, where I was interviewed by Vivek Ramaswamy a few weeks ago, went mega viral, and then also last week in two parts. We taped it, but he streamed it out in two parts with the great Russell Brand. So these are really in-depth interviews. We cover the waterfront. We talk about the philosophy of liberty versus tyranny on both interviews. I get into God and my Christian faith, but my own personal relationship with Jesus and how I see this as a true interdimensional fight between good and evil. I talk about that in-depth with Russell Brand. You're about to see and hear, depending on how you're watching or listening, both of these interviews back-to-back here today. And also I want to say, with Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow, I just want to say a prayer for all the January 6th political prisoners, like Joe Biggs and, of course, like the many other innocent people, Stuart Rhodes, and our own Owen Schroyer in federal prison right now in solitary confinement, both put there for his free speech, the judge said in the sentencing document, and put in solitary for his peaceful free speech as well, daring to call out of the federal prison. So let's remember those guys and other political prisoners around the world and females that are political prisoners as well, and just how serious the situation is. I'm very thankful that the Speaker of the House has released the January 6th footage, fully vindicating them and proving it was a federal provocateur inside job. We'll be covering more of that as well. But please remember, listeners, We're in a point-blank battle with the globalists at point-blank range, and they are trying to intimidate and bully everybody into submission. So when you tell folks about the broadcast, when you share the articles, the videos, and take clips out of the shows, that's really where the big effect happens. You're not the tail of the dog. You're the dog, the tail, the whole nine yards. You're the brains, the eyes, the will, the strength, the honor. You really are everything. And when you decide to get excited about something, when you decide to get excited about speaking out and saying no and going to the city councils and the school boards and running for office and filing lawsuits and civil disobedience and standing up for political correctness, when you do that, you are holding the line against pure, absolute evil. So before we go to these interviews, I want to encourage everybody to remember that and take action today and every day, telling perfect strangers and your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers about InfoWars.com and the fact that the most censored broadcast in the world is still on air and is more effective and more important and has been vindicated. And we've stayed in the fight this long. We really need to stay in the fight with only 300-something days left until this incredibly important election, just 11 and a half months away right now. Now, continuing, we bring you products that really will change your life and really do work. And for the vast majority of you that have heard all the rave reviews and heard me and others talk about it, you really need to know that all of these products are amazing. But out of all of them, the one that stands out the most is X2. Sold out for over a year because we could not get it produced. It's the only true deep earth crystal iodine on the market. And all the other iodine is bound to other elements and has some effect, but not even close to the effect of what pure iodine does. It's essential in the body for all cellular electrochemical activity. It does everything. And so many people are deficient. The UN estimates right at 2 billion are deficient and have cognitive disabilities because of it. But the level they say you need is actually very, very low. But this is very serious products. Be sure to consult your healthcare provider or physician before taking it. And take it easy at first. It takes a couple weeks to really kick in as it goes through your cells and your body. It's back in stock, a limited run, and it supports the broadcast. You need X2. You need to try X2. And by the way, it's a catch-22. We got a moderate supply in, and now we're going to try to scale up and hopefully get more in quickly. But it took them almost a year to break it down and get it into the system that it needed to be. This is very scientific. And so we've already sold out close to half of the X2. So it's a paradox. We've got funds coming in, but we didn't have enough funds to put it in a big enough order. And so if you want to get it, now is your chance. X2, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, InfoWars Platinum, the HGH Maximum is very popular. It's about to sell out. We've sold out of 60 or 70% of the 1776 testosterone boost, and we sold out more than half of the Pain MD. There are three private labeled, of already top sellers in the U.S. and world market, made right here in the United States. We're able to private label it under the names Pain MD, 1776 testosterone boost, and, of course, HGH Max Boost, which is about to sell out here in the next few weeks at current sales rates. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and also Black Friday has come early. I forgot to add. I should have said up front. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. That's a rare thing. Only happens once or twice a year. And there's so many other great products on the store as well, like my book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, InfoWarsStore.com. The signed copy is a fundraiser. You can also get an unsigned copy. I want to thank you all for your past support and encourage you for your current support now, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we're going to skip this break coming up to give us more time. Let's go ahead and go into the Vivek Ramaswamy interview where he interviewed me. And then this interview will take us into the next hour. It's about an hour long, or right at an hour long, like 59 minutes, 50-something seconds. And then the two-hour, almost two-hour, Russell Brand interview where he interviewed me. I think it's very thought-provoking. We do the deep dives. So I give you both those interviews right now. When they censor you and deplatform you, they can then steal your identity and misrepresent what you've said and done and then build a straw man and transferring the power themselves. That's the New World Order. That's global.
It's actually the Old World Order.
It is. You're right.
It's really just the Old World Order in New World clothing. Don't let anybody hold you back.
Amen.
Just do it.
The presidential candidate, Vivek.
Ramaswamy.
Vivek Ramaswamy, Republican running for president.
We should not be apologetic to stand up and speak for the truth. Let's talk truth.
I'm talking today to somebody who I'm meeting for the first time. I met him a few minutes ago for the first time. I actually don't know a lot about him. The number one thing I know about him is that everybody has told me not to talk to him, which is what made me want to actually sit down and talk to him. The United States of America were founded on free speech and open debate. It's in the First Amendment for a reason. And so, you know what? It's wrong that we've become a culture that wants to censor free speech and open debate. And I think that part of the American way of life is we don't just embrace moderate ideals. That is an extreme idea. The idea that you get to speak your mind as long as I get to in return. That's a wild idea. For most of human history, it was done the other way. And that's what makes America great. That's what makes America itself. And so if somebody tells me, don't listen to this person, my reaction is, you know what? I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to keep an open mind and hear what every person has to say because I'm a human being. Each of us as Americans is a human being. And we can judge for ourselves what we believe the actual right way forward is for our country. So with that said, I've been looking forward to this conversation for a long time. I'm excited about it. Alex Jones, it's good to see you, man.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Hey,
spend your life with Xtendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Freedom and Americana, and so the fact that you are a leading light, really promoting the truth, is amazing. And the few people that criticize you, saying, "Well, he just showed up on the scene." Well, that's what happens with innovation and ideas. And of course, you didn't just show up on the scene, but exploded on the national scene. And so, I really appreciate your campaign. I think it's the best thing out there. When you watch these Republican debates, they're unwatchable except for you. My listeners all agree. The crew all agrees that why don't we just have you up there for 2 hours instead? Because there's nothing but talking points and canned garbage from the rest of them. Because I can tell you run your campaign. All the rest of these people are told what to say, and they're looking at polls and numbers, and it's synthetic. With you, it's real.
They're puppets, and that's not even their fault. Actually, I've realized at first I would think I'm running against these other candidates. They're puppets of a broken super PAC puppet master system, and that's just the state of American politics today. And my view is, if you look at some of the stuff that I've written in my books, my first, book, Woke Inc., even years ago, I agree with 99% of what I said, but I moved a little bit. And that's good. We're human beings. That's why I'm having this conversation. That's why people listen to contrary voices, is we're human beings, not partisan hacks.
Well, exactly. The world's got
to respond to information and think about it and evolve our views. That's what it means to be a thinking human being, at least to me.
Well, and the globalists have come out in the open.
Yeah.
I was talking to Tucker Carlson just the other day. I went and visited him in Maine, and we did some hunting and stuff, and he was like, "Man, I'm more radical than you now." We were sitting there talking because the world, it's out in the open. The globalists have taken the mask off.
Yeah.
So I know you've been a pro freedom of speech, liberty guy for a decade or more. All I'm saying is what you say is dead on. I mean, I sit there and I watch it and I go, gosh, I wish I could nail it. And I'm not kissing your ass. It's true.
I appreciate
nail
that.
Nail it. And regardless of what happens, we need people like you, at the top of government that actually know the subjects and aren't just getting talking points from the donor class.
Yeah. So let's just, since we're meeting for the first time, just a few minutes, your audience is probably very well familiar with this, but in your own words, just to hear it without, I didn't Google any of this beforehand, et cetera, I don't want to be biased. What's your journey to the views that you have now? I mean, what gets you going in terms of your mission? You're clearly passionate guy, want to revive the essence of our founding ideals of the free exchange of ideas, not be controlled in a way that impedes the sovereignty of the United States. I know these topics animate you, but what personally got you to that place right now?
I had a lot of family that worked in the sharp end of the stick in U.S. intelligence, and they never really told me any of the classified or secret stuff, but like my uncle was high level, I ran Contra and a bunch of other stuff. And
oh, really? So I would have never guessed that. You're what, parents or uncles?
Just a lot of people, yeah.
Okay, a lot of people in your family were in U.S. intelligence.
Well, back during the 70s, 80s and stuff, before they went from HUMET to electronic intelligence, there was a mobilization of the population against the Russians and others.
Yeah.
And so, I had a lot of family. If I went to a family reunion, it was like a Soldier of Fortune convention. And and they would just talk about what the government was doing, what was going on. They were patriots. But just like we see all these whistleblowers now, the government, they didn't like what was happening. So it's not that the government's our enemy. It's that criminals at the top have basically captured it. So when you're a child growing up hearing all this, I just kind of absorbed it. I wasn't even really listening to it until later I realized how true it was. And then I started to go to college a little bit, but I was already very successful in business by the time I was like 19 as a salesman. I saw really this anti-American, race-based brainwashing that we see out in the open now that was going on here in Austin on the college campuses. And so I decided,
when was this? Just so we track
This is in about 1993.
Okay.
And I've been on air since 1994, officially 95.
Okay. And you were a salesman before that. You were started college. Where was that at?
I mean, I was at local community college.
Here in Austin?
I was figuring out what I wanted to do.
Here in Austin?
Absolutely.
But you were already a successful salesman, so then you decided to find your way out of college.
Yeah, I'd had jobs when I was a kid. My dad had money and stuff. My parents were successful. And I would say, I want new shoes. I want, I want to get a new wakeboard. Because we're living on the lake, and my dad would say, "Well, then go get a job." So from the time I was about 13, I had jobs, and then I got into different sales. But the biggest thing is I was selling gym memberships and stuff when I was 18, and I was making $150,000 a year, $200,000 a year. And then I was going to community college, figuring out I wanted to go to Maine College, and it was just insane. I went and sat in on some UT courses on RTF, radio, television, films. I thought I might want to do that because I wanted to be politically involved. And they were teaching 20-year-old stuff. I was like, you're not talking about the internet, these classes. Why am I here? Like, well, first you got to take all these other classes. So I started out on Access TV in 1994, got my own show in 95, got a website in 97, got a local radio show in 96, called up satellite companies, bought the equipment, the station let me put in, the connection to the satellite, syndicated myself when I was...
You're in your early 20s doing... Just decided you're going to do all this.
Syndicated myself at 22, got on suddenly like 50-something radio stations. It was insane. Hit the national news immediately. Decided instead of selling coffee...
What were you talking about?
Well, instead of selling coffee mugs and like newsletters like other talk shows did to supplement their income, I said, I'm going to make films. And so I would go and show the UN taking over the national parks and show the UN signs and show what that treaty meant, that it was taking control of U.S. Land under UN treaties, kind of like the UN treaty on healthcare and things that's happening right now. And so I just basically exploded onto the underground scene with conservatives and people that were aware of what was going on. And in about 1996, I was already reaching millions of people. And so it's been a long-term operation, 29 years on air.
Ever since.
Absolutely. We've, 9-11 happened, and I questioned 9-11. And I was on almost 200 radio stations. I've been offered, by major companies, the next big Rush Limbaugh-style deal. I guess Glenn Beck took that deal. Nothing against him. Overall, great guy, really smart. And I went from almost 200 affiliates to 30-something affiliates in 1 month when 9-11 happened. And I wasn't for radical Islam, and I believe Islamists were involved, but I knew about the NORAD stand down. I knew about Building 7. I knew about a lot of the stuff that I was talking to police about that were on the ground, that they knew it was coming, bare minimum. Kind of like I'm against the attack on Israel, and Hamas is terrible, but something like 85% in major polls of Israelis think the government knew and let it happen now. So it was the same thing. But when I said that then, the radio network owners I was on, GCN, came to me and they said, listen, we just lost 50 affiliates today. They're all going to dump you if you don't stop. And I said, well, it's the truth. I'm going to keep questioning it. So that just shows I never did this for monetary gain or just to be popular, though I do need monetary operations to fund my operation and be free and independent. I'm not for sale. And so I've already been up and down. That's why when they deplatformed me and things and thought I would just give up, I didn't. So I started out on Access Television. I've started from the very, mailroom of media. And I've, at one point in 2016-17, much bigger show than Rush Limbaugh, much bigger show than Joe Rogan. Undoubtedly the number one independent, or not even independent, media show in the country. Over 30 million viewers and listeners. 2016-2017.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that's when they deplatformed me because I was just number one. I mean, every day over 25 million listeners conservatively. And so that's when they said, well, we got to stop this guy. And then that's when they got taxing. But I've survived that, and now we've rebuilt. And in many ways, we're stronger than ever. We're definitely more influential.
Yeah. Well, you said the motivation's not monetary. I do find that people who are successful, I can see you're passionate. What is that mission? What is it that calls you? I mean, you've been doing this now for a few decades now. You're clearly called by something. What is it?
Well, when I was five, six, 7 years old, friends and family would come to the house. My dad would be playing chess with them or poker. And I'd hear all these guys, FBI agents, army colonels, spooks, talking about the New World Order and the global government, getting rid of the border, and selling out America, and this plan for regional governments, this plan for...
Thanksgiving 2023 is here,
And I'm giving thanksgiving for all we've done against tyranny and your incredible support together in this fight. And I'm particularly giving thanksgiving that X2, our number one product, the only true atomic iodine on the market after a year plus of being sold out, is finally back in stock, ready to ship now. If you don't know the power of X2 and the iodine conspiracy, you are insane. Get X2 now. It could be the last run ever we get shut down. While you still can, at InfoWarsStore.com. Research iodine deficiency and billions of people with cognitive disabilities because they don't have it. X2 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes a few weeks to kick in, but it is the building block to everything. It's the missing link. They bomb us with the fluoride that is in the same family but has the opposite effect. This is the holy grail of supplements and empowering yourself. X2, back in stock right now. Discount at InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
What is it that calls you? I mean, you've been doing this now for a few decades now. You're clearly called by something. What is it?
Well, when I was at, 5, 6, 7 years old, friends and family would come to the house. My dad would be playing chess with them or poker. And I'd hear all these guys, you know, FBI agents, Army colonels, you know, spooks, talking about the New World Order and the global government, getting rid of the border and selling out America, and this plan for regional governments, and this plan for a computer to run everything. And then as I got older, I started seeing that in publications being pushed by the media. And then I read books by David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. And really, for a few years, when I got out of high school, would actually go to the UT library and actually pull up the microfilm. They're like, they would have a head librarian come out and say, we've never seen a young person come and ask this be pulled. Why are you looking up the New York Times? And they weren't upset. They thought it was cool. And there I was reading the New York Times, the 1970s. David Rockefeller praising Mao Zedong and saying, we need that here in America. Mao Zedong was the greatest mass murderer in history, about triple what Hitler and Stalin killed, more than what both men killed combined. So I really started reading their plans for global government, cashless society, depopulation, the Club of Rome. I learned about the Bilderberg Group. I learned about Bohemian Grove, all these weird rituals and things. So I said, well, let me see if this is real. So in 2000, I snuck in there. And sure enough, right when they said the ritual happened, they did this weird mock human sacrifice, Faustian slash Babylonian, Canaanite, you know, Moloch ritual. And so it was really the adventure of it and the mystery of it, being told this when I was growing up, kind of ignoring it, then seeing a lot of what I was told come true, and then getting into the books of the establishment, but also reading books that were countering it and saying, I want to find out. If this is true, I want to find out if they're really doing this. I want to find out I remember they had all these military drills all over Texas and the country with black helicopters in the mid-90s. And when people would talk about it, they'd say that doesn't exist. So we got tips from the military, went and caught it on footage of them. You know, they'd covertly lease a building that was going to be demolished later. Then they'd basically attack it and blow it up and do, you know, they're training. It's okay. They need new training grounds. But then they would deny in the little town where it happened or even the big city that it just happened. So by then, we were catching it on video. And whereas people had caught it on video before, there wasn't really web streaming of video. 96, 97, 98, that was all coming on board. And so we would go catch footage of that. So, I mean, it was really like ghost hunting, but hunting real ghosts. And so I was basically doing private, independent, pro-American intelligence work for the people, and it was just super exciting. And because I was so prominent early on and was on shortwave and satellite and a bunch of radio stations, all these old-timers sent me stuff. And, I mean, the former head of the FBI in L.A. would come on the show and advise me, and General Benton K. Parton, the former head of the Air Force Weapons Development, would come on. And so I really, starting at about 96, 97, got the brain trust of all these heavy hitters who on their own dime would fly to Austin or drive in their RVs. The former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, they'd get in their RVs and drive from wherever they lived. And sometimes they'd stay at my house and we'd do a week on air, them just data dumping because they've been trying to write books and magazine articles and little obscure things. And so I was thrown right in the middle of this excitement, and it was interesting and it was fun. And back then it was more academic. Yeah, the globalists were getting a lot of things done, but I'd read stuff in the mid-90s about they plan to ban beef, and they plan to have a carbon credit, and they plan to track everywhere you go with switches in your cars, and, you know, they plan to listen to you through microphones in your cable box, and we bust a cable box open with an engineer on my local TV show, and there'd be the microphone with the schematics, and of course, now they're like, oh, that's voice analysis, that's a voice prompt, but they didn't tell you for a decade that was in there. So it was just so exciting to be in a war in my own country against these multinational corporations that wanted to take America over. And so I was always saying, is it real? Is it real? I got to tell you, 95% of what the old-timers told me, because these old-timers were just like my uncle and just like some of my other family, what they've been telling me, but a lot of these guys were even higher up in it. And so I learned from people that were on the inside what was going on. So I had a long education over the last 29 years. This has really been an education. Mm-hmm. And so I just get deeper and deeper into my understanding of how it all interconnects.
What I'm hearing is the story of a journalist.
Yes.
A guy who's curious, records things, describes them, and shares them with people. Now, let me ask you a question. I'll tell you where I'm going with this. You're in this to seek underlying truth that other people aren't getting to. That's the what I'm hearing you in telling your story. Mm-hmm. Now, once in a while, that means you're going to find something that looks like it's going to be one way. It wasn't exactly the way you thought. And so maybe you were wrong.
I've made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, and so what do you do in that scenario? Let's say you're a journalist, because I know how mainstream media deals with it right now. That's a different way; they sweep it under the rug. Let's say you're wrong, and you realize that you had one thesis and you were getting to the bottom of it, but then you get to the hard facts and you say, "Hey, you were wrong about it." Give me an example of where that happened, actually. I think that's kind of interesting to talk about.
Also, what I've noticed is they've had a lot of national TV characters like Homeland and the newer X-Files that came out in 2016 where they admit it's based on me.
And, oh, really?
And
Homeland?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And a bunch of them. You look it up. And they'll create the straw man where I'm lying on purpose and I'm getting things wrong on purpose. I never admit I'm wrong. I always, when I said I thought I knew something and I was wrong, I always admitted it. And so,
give me an example.
In the case of Sandy Hook, long before they sued me, long before they came after me, I barely talked about it. If you look at my Live as a Timeline, at first I thought it was official and thought it happened. Then some professors and people came out with a bunch of anomalies and thought it might have been staged. Just like people are questioning whether Hamas cut babies' heads off right now. Yeah. You know, that's the big thing going on. And I don't think there's really proof to that. But they blow them up, they shoot them, it's the same thing. So now people are on Twitter saying, oh, we need to sue the people that said they cut babies' heads off. Only to sue the people that say it didn't happen, because you're not allowed to debate, was Jesse Smollett really attacked, which we now know that was fake. Or, you know, so many of these other events like Operation Northwoods and things where the government did plan to do atrocities or did plan to stage atrocities and blame on an enemy. And so with that, I started saying, oh, 2 or 3 years before I got sued, I said, I don't want to talk about this. I think the people that said this, it turns out, are lunatics. I think the info they put out, they were professors and school safety experts. I found some of what they said, the anomalies, wasn't true. I think school shootings happen. And because every time there was a school shooting, people would say, Alex Jones is saying this isn't happening, whether it was Parkland, any of that. So I was saying, no, I think this is happening. And then the media and the system went, oh, he's weak on that, because they would sweep it under the rug if they were wrong. Let's get him. So then they resurrected it. I was deplatformed for other stuff. I mean, look it up. Then they resurrected it and then blew up a straw man of things I didn't say or do with no proof. I went to their houses, sent people to their houses, peed on graves, no proof. Then they sue me. They get all the discovery.
Did you ever do any of those things?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah.
Never even been to Connecticut until I was there for court.
So where are they getting this kind of nonsense?
Let's
make it up.
I mean, that's all. The thing is, I cover stories and then I move on. Mm-hmm. So they introduced in court like 22 minutes of video of me over 10 years on Sandy Hook. That was it. It was not something we made money off of. It was not something that was even a big deal. We had like one debate where somebody thought it happened, didn't thought it happened to two newspaper editors. Callers were calling about it sometimes. It was a big viral story up front. People questioned it like 11 years ago. I didn't get sued for like 6 years later.
Until long after you had already said, hey, I wasn't necessarily right on that one. I wasn't.
I think shootings happened. I think it happened. And I mean, if people track this, it's just amazing how it works.
So you, it's interesting. So this is after, years later, after you admitted you were wrong on it, that they chose to come after you.
Yes, and then the judges in Texas and Connecticut defaulted me, which is supposed to be, if you never show up for court and you're not there, they can default you. And this is all on the record. Just like the Trump judge, they passed a law in New York. So it's not called a default, but it's the same thing. The judge doesn't give him a jury, and the judge has found Trump in the real estate fraud case, has found him guilty. Got the loans, paid the loans. Obviously, Mar-a-Lago is not worth $18 million. It's worth hundreds of millions. The judge says, no, it's not. I find that fraud. And the appeals court had to block him taking his hotels and golf courses in New York. One judge, no jury, said, I'm taking everything you've got in New York, and we're going to take more stuff outside the state. And Trump said, I would like a jury trial. And they said, no. So I had a jury trial, but they found me guilty, the judge did, and then would not let us put on evidence.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
It was only a trial on damages. They put on a financial expert and said he's worth $400 million. I had like $3 million in the bank at the time, or emergency backup money. That's gone now. And then they put me through. They told the bankruptcy court that I had all this money. And, of course, it was proven I told the truth. Obviously, I go to jail if I lied in there. And they don't care because they said, we want to take him off the air. We want to silence him. We want to end his free speech. These are quotes. That they said in Connecticut, in the court, outside the court, and in Texas, inside the court. So I want to move on from that because there's bigger things than me. But this weaponization of the judiciary, Giuliani was basically defaulted in New York because there wasn't evidence they were asking for. The judge just said, you're guilty. Fox, in its January 6th.
What is this defaulting business?
They have in law.
What does that mean?
A default means it's called.
I should know this.
It's called the death penalty.
being somebody who
you shouldn't know it. It's not supposed to be used.
But I don't know about it.
It's called a death penalty sanction.
Okay.
And so if they say you don't participate in a civil trial, the judge can find you guilty by default. They still have to have a trial of the damages. They didn't even give me a real trial of the damages. So this is a fraud on America, and it's very dangerous, and they're defaulting people across the board now.
If you don't show up.
Yeah, but I did. And with me, they said, well, you didn't give us the discovery. Because it didn't exist. They said, show us the marketing material for Sandy Hook. I don't do marketing material for shows. I look at a bunch of news articles, some video clips. I go on air. I didn't do a marketing study with you for this.
This is new to
we
me.
We talked for 2 minutes. We talked for two minutes before we went on air, right?
Maybe two minutes, a minute. You know,
Minute and a half. He walks in, boom. Yeah. Sits down.
Get on there. Yeah, yeah. But
no.
This is new
to me,
though.
Give me the marketing material. Vivek, tell me about your plan with Alex. Tell me about the secret plans you guys had in this thing. All the marketing, all the Google Analytics. Tell me about your meeting.
Yeah. It's
wait a minute. You're not going to give me the evidence? You're defaulted.
I'm just going to say I'm personally a little bit blushing here. I don't even know about this legal procedure.
That's because they're not supposed to use it.
But they're literally, so it's not even that you don't show up and you default.
That's what it's supposed to be.
If you're not participating in the process,
yes,
according to the standards that they set,
and then they set a bar you can't reach.
Judge, I'm going to go back and learn the heck about this, because if what you described is true, that is a real danger to the integrity of the judicial system. I'm going to go independently learn about this myself. But the point is, they can default you even if the judge deems you not actively or sufficiently participating in discovery.
Yes.
And a civil trial depends on which state.
And just like I was telling people, hey, the Justice Department, the CIA are involved, it was in government documents, running the censorship of us in the last 6 months it came out in Congress. People thought, oh, yeah, I know I was on the air showing them the legislation, showing them the funding, for the ministries of truth and all this stuff. I'm telling people they're defaulting everybody. They defaulted Trump by the law. How does a judge do this and take what you've got? They're defaulting everybody else where the judge finds you guilty. So you see the headlines. Trump already guilty in New York.
And then it's just jury trial for damages.
Yes, but in Trump's case, just like they passed the law so that woman could sue him saying he sexually assaulted her, and they changed the law to go back decades. New York has passed a law where judges, it's not even default. It's a new form of it. Where the judge just says you don't get a jury trial.
See, this one's very concerning to me because, I mean, a lot of what's happened in the country is very concerning, but the judicial system is the last bastion of protection.
Totally weaponized.
It's the last frontier for us to be able to say, okay, executive branch badly taken over by three-letter agencies that nobody ever elected with any backstop of political accountability. Forget about Congress. Think about prosecutorial power in the executive branch abused. But the judicial system is our last best hope for the last ultimate line of defense. But if that itself can sidestep basic principles of confronting witnesses, basic principles of being judged by a jury of your peers rather than by a single judge, this is basic First Amendment, was a Bill of Rights.
And that's why they still did the damages show trial, where people said his lawyers are terrible, Alex Jones is. No, they weren't. They were given a list of things like, you can't say you're innocent. You can't say, you can't question the witnesses about this or that. So when they're up there with no, here's an example. There was an FBI agent in Connecticut, never saw his name, never showed his picture, never talked about him. I didn't talk about him. He got up there and said, I got one phone call by somebody asking if I was really an FBI agent. Because he was there without his FBI vest at Sandy Hook, holding a gun by the barrel. The internet questioned him. I know who he was. He sued me, won $90-plus million. Never said his name. So here's how this works. With most people, I can come on here, and if people like this, they go, oh, I'll go find Alex Jones' show on X or on Facebook or on the podcasting thing. I've been delisted from everywhere. So I have to sit here and point out to viewers, if you want to find what I'm actually saying, Infowars.com/show. And in normal etiquette for a talk show, that's like somebody pitching themselves. No, I'm isolated, surrounded, can only communicate with people like you. Let me out of prison to walk in the yard for a little while, and I can desperately try to, get messages out by smoke signals to people about what's happening to me, which they admit is the model to shut everybody else down. So you're a smart guy, well, the smartest, and everybody knows that's true, I'm just saying it. I hope you'll go look into this, and I hope you'll find out about it, because it is incredible.
I've already learned something today. That's frightening. Now,
There's so many bigger things than me. I mean, there's these wars, and there's the cashless society, and the open borders, and the, I mean, and all the race baiting. I mean, we're being divided and conquered. That's why your message of coming together to celebrate our hard-fought American freedoms is so essential.
Well, one of the things that's true about the American way is that we're not founded on moderate ideals, right? The ideals that set this country into motion. I love that we have a map behind us, right? Old world England had a different view. And let's just smoke it out. We could say agree or disagree before we get to the agree or disagree. At least let's get the best version of the view on the table, which is that people, ordinary people, cannot be trusted to sort out their differences on climate change or racial injustice or whatever it was back in that era for their own good. It's not just that the kings or the aristocrats say, hey, I want to enrich myself and do it at the expense of the people. That's what many who are frustrated with monarchy might say.
It's an arrogance.
But it's actually an arrogance founded in what they think of as benevolence, right? Which is to say that, no, we're not doing this for us, for our power. And we'll come to the modern version of this in a second. We're doing this for the sake of people who cannot be trusted and left to their own devices, because it's for them we're doing it, which is even more dangerous than somebody who comes in and says, oh, we're just doing it for my own private personal gain. No, that's not the view. The view is the people cannot be trusted to sort out their differences through free speech. I mean, the idea you get to speak your mind as long as I get to in return. The idea that there's a republic where your
vote counts
equally. And
that's why they can't compete, because the rest of the world starts aspiring to that. You've got to bring that down so people stop aspiring, so that British Empire model, now the BlackRock global banking empire, which they admit with the ESGs, everything, you're absolutely dead on. And if you expand on that.
But I just want to get the view on the table so people understand, because there's a lot wrong with it. But at least to understand, put yourself the way I am, Alex, is you could try something on like a set of clothes.
I agree. And then see if any good general gets in the mind of the enemy.
Yes. Yeah. And then you say, okay, here, I got to understand why it fits. I got to really try it on. Understand why it doesn't fit. Then it doesn't fit, you put it back on the rack. Then you understand your own views.
Well, that's
better.
Right. This laissez-faire competitive system is way more sexy. And in 1950, we had half the world's wealth. We were 4% of the population. Now we become globalists and crony capitalists.
Give me those facts again. Sorry, you're going pretty fast there. That sounds interesting.
In 1950, the United States had half the wealth in the world.
Is that right?
Because of our invention.
Immediately post-World War II.
And yeah, absolutely. Post-World War II, we had half the world's wealth, and we were 4% of the world's population.
As measured by GDP, probably.
GDP. So that's the
GDP of the world. What is it today? I should know these things.
It's gone down a lot. I think it's in the high 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, sounds about right. Maybe a quarter to a third.
I haven't looked at it in a while, but what I'm getting at here is what you said is so dead on. In fact, I need to make that point more. You can pull these clips up. Remember when Obama went to Latin America the last few months of his administration.
Term, yep.
Then he went to a bunch of countries in Africa, and he gave the same speech, Vivek, in every country.
He said,
quote, you can't have cars and air conditioning. The world's going to heat up and burn up. Now, here's a guy flying on a giant jet with dozens of aircraft. After that, he has private jets. He has houses at basically sea level in Martha's Vineyard and you know, Hawaii, though he said we were already supposed to be underwater by 2017, though they keep just buying Al Gore, all of them, you know, oceanfront property, right, you know, not up on cliffs or something, you know, like Martha's
Vineyard.
They're
bearing that cross.
Absolutely.
They're bearing that cross for the rest of us.
Well, I mean, that's it. They're on private jets. People like Ted Turner has like five kids. He says, I want to depopulate 90% of the world's population. Look it up. Him on Charlie Rose. Well, he has five kids. He has jets. He has palatial compounds. But you in Africa, you can't aspire. You need to live in this will eat the bugs, WEF, rationing for the good of the earth while the ruling class lives like kings and goes around their giant super yachts
to mountaintops in Davos
with carbon footprints thousands of times an American, and an American's carbon footprint is 30, 40, 50 times than somebody in
this This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.